Hi. Welcome to the second part of cybersecurity interview questions and answers. It can enrich your cybersecurity knowledge and prepare you for your next job interview. Question 21. What are the three main goals of cybersecurity? Answer. The three goals of cybersecurity are confidentiality, ensuring data is accessible only to authorized individuals, integrity, maintaining the accuracy and trustworthiness of data, and availability, ensuring systems and data are accessible when needed. Question 22. What is encryption? Answer. Encryption is converting plaintext, unencrypted data, into ciphertext, encrypted data, using an encryption algorithm. It helps protect the confidentiality and integrity of data. Question 23. What is vulnerability? Answer. A vulnerability is a weakness or fault in a network, system, or application that can be exploited by attackers to compromise its security. Question 24. What is penetration testing? Answer. Penetration testing, also called ethical hacking, is a security assessment technique that simulates real-world attacks on a system or network to detect vulnerabilities and assess their potential impact. It helps organizations identify and address security weaknesses before they are exploited by malicious actors. Question 25. What is a DDoS attack? Answer. A distributed denial of service, DDoS, attack is a malicious attempt to interrupt the normal functioning of a service, network, or website by overwhelming it with internet traffic from multiple sources. Question 26. What is social engineering? Answer. Social engineering is a method where cyber attackers manipulate and deceive individuals into revealing sensitive data or performing actions that compromise security. It often involves psychological manipulation and exploiting human vulnerabilities. Question 27. What is phishing? Answer. Phishing is a cyber attack type in which the hacker impersonates a trustworthy entity, such as a company or a person, to trick individuals into revealing sensitive information, such as passwords or credit card details, or to perform malicious actions. Question 28. What is ransomware? Answer. Ransomware is a type of malware that encodes a victim's files or locks them out of their own systems, demanding a ransom payment in exchange for restoring access. It is a form of extortion and can cause significant disruption and financial loss. Question 29. What is multi-factor authentication, MFA? Answer. Multi-factor authentication is a security mechanism requiring users to provide multiple forms of identification to verify their identity. It usually combines something the user knows, for example, a password, something the user has, for example, a security token, and/or something the user is, for example, biometric data, to provide a higher level of authentication and reduce the risk of unauthorized access. Question 30. What is a security incident? Answer. A security incident denotes any event that compromises the privacy, integrity, or availability of information or information systems. It includes unauthorized access, data breaches, malware infections, and other security-related events. Question 31. What is a security policy? Answer. A security policy is a documented set of rules, guidelines, and procedures that define how an organization will protect its information assets and manage its security controls. It outlines the organization's security objectives, responsibilities, and the expected behavior of employees and users. Question 32. What is an intrusion detection system, IDS? Answer. An intrusion detection system is a security technology that monitors network or system activity to detect and respond to potential malicious activity or policy violations. It can identify and alert on suspicious behavior or known attack patterns. Question 33. What is encryption key management? Answer. Encryption key management refers to the processes and procedures involved in generating, distributing, storing, and revoking encryption keys. It ensures the secure and effective use of encryption to protect sensitive data. Question 34. What is the concept of defense in depth? Answer. Defense in depth is an approach to cybersecurity that involves implementing multiple layers of security controls and measures to provide overlapping protection. It recognizes that no single security measure is foolproof and aims to create a strong and resilient security posture. Question 35. What is a Security Information and Event Management, SIEM, system? Answer. A security information and event management, SIEM, system is a software solution that aggregates and evaluates security event logs and data from different sources within an organization's network. It helps identify and respond to security incidents and provides a centralized view of security events. Question 36. What is the role of a Security Operations Center, SOC? Answer. A Security Operations Center is a centralized facility responsible for monitoring, detecting, and responding to security incidents in real time. It typically consists of security analysts, incident responders, and other specialists who proactively manage and enhance an organization's security posture. Question 37. What is the concept of threat intelligence? Answer. Threat intelligence is information about potential or existing cybersecurity threats gathered from various sources, such as security researchers, vendors, and security communities. It helps organizations understand the threat landscape, identify potential risks, and make informed decisions to mitigate those risks. Question 38. What is the role of encryption in data protection? Answer. Encryption plays a critical role in data protection by transforming data into an unreadable format using encryption algorithms. It ensures that even if unauthorized individuals gain access to the data, they cannot decipher it without the encryption keys. Question 39. What is a security assessment? Answer. A security assessment is a systematic evaluation of an organization's security controls, policies, and practices to identify vulnerabilities, weaknesses, and potential risks. It assists organizations identify areas for improvement and take appropriate measures to enhance security. Question 40. What are the differences between vulnerability scanning and penetration testing? Answer. Vulnerability scanning involves automated tools that scan systems, networks, or applications to identify known vulnerabilities. Penetration testing, on the other hand, simulates real-world attacks to identify vulnerabilities and assess their potential impact. While vulnerability scanning is automated, penetration testing requires human intervention and provides a more in-depth analysis. Thank you for listening to our podcast.